Welcome back after an incredibly long break to Meshivas Nefesh. We're going to be continuing into Simen Tes, which is based on Torah Chaf Zayin. Shira Adam Sheboi Mamach Shafto Erhu Reiz Nus Meshaber Ta'avasu Masiach Daito Mehem Zehu Iker Chuvasa V'tikuno Apagama Brishe Pagami Kodam. When a person sees that he's constantly thinking about things that just aren't him, thoughts that are just czar, and that make him feel like he's off. And in that instance, a person breaks that taiva and that thought process and thinks about something else even. So ikar tshuvaso, even if it's something completely insignificant and not apparently holy, but it's just not that original thought that makes a person feel as if they're dirty and disgusting. This is his ikar tshuva, and this is what fixes a person on all of his past mistakes. Each person according to what they've done. Kol echad kfi inyano, ki zeh b'chinas tshuva samishkal mamish. This is doing tshuva and going through the things that we went through in the past and fixing them, the exact thing that we went through. Therefore, a person should not fall in his das when he sees that he's going through these intense thoughts. The opposite is true. These thoughts are specifically what's going to fix this person and to bring him to be the best version of himself and to bring him closer to Hashem. Because specifically, by way of these thoughts and then overcoming them, this is the only way to come to a complete fixed version of yourself. And in this way, we free and we elevate the sparks of holiness that we've caused originally to fall through our misbehavior and our sinning, our pegamim. So let's try and understand this piece of Meshivas Nefesh in a very practical way, in a way that's mechazik. Meshivas Nefesh, in a way that's mechazik us. So first and foremost, we need to know that in these short few words, sentences, is everything that a Yid needs to know, and the ultimate secret of what's going on in our lives. A person who enters into this arena of Shmiras HaMachshava, which is essentially that's what Kedushas Habris is guarding our machshava from atzvos and from shichcha, and from forgetting Hashem, from thinking that He doesn't love us, thoughts of atzvos. The person who enters into this arena is facing an incredibly tumultuous journey. In this siman, the Rebbe comes all the way down to each person to hold his hand, to guide him. We really start to get a sense of the Rebbe's Rachmanis in the way that he's willing to lower himself and speak about these things for our benefit. The general idea and advice is explained in many places in Likutei Moran, Likutei Halachos. The advice being an Eitzah of Das, meaning to say it's advice on how to think. Right? This is the Derech of the Tzaddikim. It's Eitzah. Every single thing they say is an Eitzah, but we need to know that they're giving me an Eitzah. We need to know that this is practical advice, because really the only thing that makes any real difference is my Das. So the Eitzah here is the advice that we need to know what absolutely, unequivocally, what must be, and in its a reality, namely, fixing what we've broken until now, only works in a way that you pretty much have to go through exactly what you screwed up in. But this time you hung on, not to re-enter the same thought pattern which drew you into that place to begin with. Not that same YouTube rabbit hole. Right? Last time we spent about an hour and 45 minutes watching, you know, professional eating hot dog contests, and all of a sudden it's 11:15 in the morning. This time the tikkun is, I'm trapped back in that YouTube rabbit hole, but instead of it being 11:15 in the morning, it's only 10:30. Instead of it being an hour 45, it was only an hour. And in that way, we start to return to Hashem. We fixed our paths, breaking that gravitational pull towards the chin shel sheker of the world. So if we take a deeper dive now into the root of this advice, which is in Torah Chof Zayin, we see something incredibly deep. Not just this inspirational, meaningful couple minutes. Like, hang in there, buddy, you know, you're good. Instead, we start to see and unravel how the world works. Our whole job, and why we're still here, where we were woken up today by Hashem, is to fix the world. How? By revealing the unity of creation, the oneness of creation. Specifically, like this Sikha is saying, through the trial and tribulations of my life. Or if you're not a trials and tribulations type of guy, then through your normal Seder Hayom. The truth is, and when I say the truth, and when Rav Nosson says the truth, right, it's more true than the fact that we're alive and breathing, and it's more true than the fact that we have hands and feet and a nose. So the truth is that there just so happens to be Nitzotzos HaKadoshim, sparks that have fallen into every single thing. Right, I live in a kehila of people, beautiful Yidden, who aren't necessarily learning Pnimius HaTorah. And there was one specific guy who every time he saw me, he used to just see me and yell, Nitzoitzes, Nitzoitzes. And I got such chizik from him. He was reminding me every second, well, at least every time that he saw me, that there is, it's the Metzias, it's the Emes, there's Nitzotzos of Hashem in every single thing in the world, including every thought, every word, every action, every thing that we see. And the way to fix them, the way to fix these Nitzotzos that fell, is by revealing that they're there, A. B, that they're a part of an entire picture of Giloy Elekuso Yisbaruch, of revealing Hashem in the world. Right? We heal by taking medicine that's bitter. Right? Like in other words, Shabbos comes after 6 days of Sheshes Yamim Tavod. Right? Like the Chazal say, Shabbos b'mora nitztava, is that we got Shabbos in a place called Mora. Shabbos came in a place called bitterness. So too, this shalom that we're looking for, that the Rebbe is talking about in Chof Zayin, in this Siman, in Meshivas Nefesh, this peace and tranquility that we so long for, in the Menuchas HaNefesh that we want, which is the refuah of our whole life, of the entire creation, right, comes enclosed in the bitterness of the fight, quote unquote, that sends a person into places of distance, to then reattach that new place of distance to Hashem. Right? We fall into new places of distance every day. Like Rabbeinu said about himself, Chiddush Kamoni Lohaya Me'olam. And everyone can say that about themselves. Chiddush Kamoni Berichuk Ubebilbulim ubiyiridus lo haya me'olam. The Rebbe said, there was never a novelty like me. And we could say the same thing. There was never a novelty like me in being an idiot and thinking I'm far and falling into the same ridiculous places that I always fall into. I'm a novelty in that way. But the reality is that that's shalom. That's where peace and menuchas nefesh comes from, is from now, instead of giving in to this place of distance and sort of passively accepting this new low place that I'm in, and then recreating the narrative to be even more negative than it was in the first place. We quote unquote fight to recognize and to know, again, the advice to know that my entire job in coming into the world is to reattach that new place of distance to Hashem. So another layer now is that any confusion and difficulty that we experience is solely because the only way to make the world a peaceful and serene place, to fix the specific pieces of Hastara that were given to you, and to reunite them into the Or of Hashem, is only and very specifically through bitterness and negative thought and being low. It's the only way. As the Rebbe says in the Sicha a few times, Daika, ze daika tikuna uchuvaso, ki daika yedeze, only through these bitter and negative thoughts. Because again, through these thoughts, we're now fixing these specific pieces of Astara that were given to me, and I'm reuniting them in the Or of Hashem. The second we remember and reaccustom our das to this secret, that the unavoidable recurring bitterness itself is from Hashem, in order to fix more of creation, that reminder itself already unifies the world and creates a feeling of tranquility. If we're being real with ourselves, it's immediately clear that there's a danger here. Right? Like chizik syndrome. Person stops believing in chizik because all of a sudden there's this little alarm that goes off in his heart. It's like, whoa, 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 this is dangerous stuff over here. Right? So, but like, let's be real for a second. You know, there's definitely a danger here. Once we hear how even Ra is a chelik of the tikkun, right now there's the danger that we're going to give up on working hard. Right? This is every single yeshiva rebbe and seminary teacher, right? And why any person can't jump in fully to the yam hachizik is because they're so afraid of this danger that all of a sudden, I'm giving you chizik, you're going to stop working hard. But let's be even more honest for one second and just clarify for ourselves. And re-clarify and re-clarify and re-clarify that it's even more dangerous if we don't believe that there's a tikkun in everything. Because then we won't have the strength we need for our own battles and won't fix what needs fixing. Because that's the emes, is we're in the world to be misakin. We're in the world to be miyachid and misakin, broken pieces of the world back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is what shalom is remembering that fact. So the danger of not believing that is far greater than the danger of believing that. Therefore, we can only be mekabelis properly to be'or toyra satzadikim. The drushes, the drushe toyra of Rabbeinu and Rav Nosson, Likutei Moran and Likutei Halachos. Every single thing we spoke about until now, it's the spark notes of the Zohar Kaddish, of the Ariya Kaddish, how everything is unified, and how whatever we're going through is Nitzotzos, Osius HaKadoshim, that we have to fix and return to Hashem, and not just stam empty feelings in my heart. And by really trying to understand the Torah of Tzadikim, we won't mistake either way. We won't fall into the danger of not working hard, and we also won't fall into the much greater danger of forgetting and not believing that there's a tikkun even in even in the ra of my life, and even in the yiridus of my life. We'll now be able to always be close to Hashem within exactly what we're going through, which is itself the hard work. That itself is the hard work that we need to be doing. Working versus not working is just a din in machshava, being close to Hashem. Machshava of, I am close to Hashem now. He is here with me right now. A person who's not working hard is a person who's not working hard to hold on to that machshava. Ke'ilu, there are other things that are important. And in our everyday lives, we remember this. And we're constantly prepared to do the necessary work to fix everything that requires fixing, without absentmindedly being drawn into every single thing that constantly draws a person away from thinking thoughts of Tov, thinking thoughts of godliness, thoughts of Kiddusha. Because if we're all of a sudden taking away importance from Das, from the Eitzah of Das, and Shmir Samakshava, and we're giving importance to Steiging Teire and doing Mikvah and Tefillah and Gishmakai, we're giving importance to anything else but Shmir Samakshava, then every single thing in the world is going to draw us away from doing things properly and living a life of Menuchas HaNefesh. When we're involved in Gashmias, we're going to forget the Ribbono Shel Olam. When we're involved in Ruchnias, we're going to forget the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person understands this idea, how to live B'Sholom, that even the Ra is a chilek of the Tikkun, then there's no Richuk from Hashem. He's living constantly with Menuchas HaNefesh. So we should be Zoicha, to be Mamen in the Das of the Tzadikim. We already are Zoicha to be Mamen in the Das of the Tzadikim. We should go Michael Chayil and Emunas HaTzadikim, believing in Simen Tes and Meshivas Nefesh, Daika Al Yedei, the Machshavas HaPegumois is our Tikkun when we hold ourselves for a moment there and we remind ourselves of the MS of the Tzadikim, and we should be Zoicha to Kabbalah Satoyer BeEmes. Kabbalah's Torah, Satzadikim, Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, Atarik Mitzvahs, should be B'Simcha, B'Nuchas HaNefesh. Chaim, Toivim, Ule Shalom. Until next time, Meshivas Nefesh.